what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know the deal. When worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples that's come bad, first. Bad, come the worst. It's a download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it is time for the worst. 312-981-7200. The calls and texts already coming in. What's the worst? You know what's the worst? Park garbage. Like you couldn't put it in a garbage can. You just threw it.
Couldn't make it.
You just decided this wrapper from my Wendy's just needs. You know what? This is the park. I'll just throw it on the ground.
Who goes to Wendy's?
Who goes to Wendy's?
People who like to put their garbage in parks.
Yeah. Park garbage. 312-981-7200. If you can beat park garbage, you've got a chance to win a pizza tonight. We got prizes, and we have judges in studio tonight. Robin Scott and Jim Bennett. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Regulars here.
Oh, good to see you.
Two great Chicago comedians, improvisers. Robin and Jim both have done this before, and Robin is a motivational speaker, coach, keynote speaker.
Motivational
speaker. Well, I would say, yeah,
I like
right?
that.
You go talk to CEOs.
I do.
To motivate them to be better communicators.
Yes. Some are CEOs. People of all sorts.
Oh, okay.
Give us a name of someone that would never, you would never think needed it.
Tell us a story.
Because they're clients, I do have to protect their anonymity.
Oprah.
That's it.
Nailed
she
it.
Needs so much help.
Nailed it.
I am the mastermind behind Oprah.
Well, you can see Robin on stages at Annoyance and Second City, other places. Jim Bennett, of course, as well, a longtime improviser and sketch comedian. He's part of the company Gayco, which gay is the punchline, not the... What was it again?
What was it? The premise, not the punchline.
That's what it was. Sorry, I messed that up.
Gay is the punchline.
Because our scenes had nothing to do with being gay.
Right.
They were like, come on.
Great sketch group in Chicago, and he also has written a pilot. That's all I got for...
It's going to be huge. I've written Ellen DeGeneres into it, so...
All right.
That's nice.
There you go.
Is she playing herself, or is she playing a character?
She is going to play herself, but... A very mean version of herself.
That's right.
It's in there.
Yeah, it is.
It's in there.
Yeah, you can feel it.
It's in the directions.
No, you can feel it when she's dancing.
Angry dancing. It's that veganism.
There's going to be a day when we're going to find out she doesn't want to dance. It's going to be like when Rosie O'Donnell cut her hair and she's like, I'm not nice anymore. It's over.
Right. That'll be the day.
Yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's start the worst the way we start every worst with Pete Zimmerman. Pete Zimmerman, what you got tonight?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
When Check Please does a specialty show.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with this?
Italian restaurants.
Yes.
Let's look at the wineries of Illinois. Let's take a tour of the wineries of Illinois instead of the three contestants going to three restaurants. You know, I want to know about a weird Polish restaurant that I've never been to.
And to be fair, you are an uber viewer of Check Please.
I am. I'm a huge fan.
He can memorize. Pete memorizes the intro to Check Please. He knows
pizza. Yes.
Oh wow.
Have you been on it?
Thank you. I have not.
Oh man, we got crime. You on that, right?
Yeah.
Is this part of your
it's my audition tape?
I was about to say, I like it.
Criticizing their format.
Yes.
Right now the producer's listening going, I like this, Pete. He's honest.
He's going to challenge our format.
But you know, like I tape it. I Saturday morning, I'm like, this is it. Watch Check Please. I learn about my restaurants. And then it's like Catherine Dorio is out in front of her, you know, like restaurant saying, oh, we're going to talk about desserts. And I'm like, no.
I'll give you another one. This drives me crazy. This is the worst. I got to get this right. But what's the show that's on Channel 11 with Dr. Gates who does the genealogy? Have you seen this show? It's one of the best shows.
I have, yeah.
Oh, it's so great. I forgot the name of it. He has celebrities on and he traces their genealogy.
Oh, yes.
It's like something tree.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. And I love it. And so I set it to record. I was like, I'm going to record these episodes because I'm just going to stockpile them. Then I got to and I'm like, it didn't record. Something must have happened. And I went to my Comcast and I looked for it. And when I went to I went to On Demand, I did the thing to get there. It's charging me per episode because I don't know if it's PBS, because PBS is trying to, and it won't let me record them. So essentially, it is a new thing with PBS. It's like, hey, you know what? We need money.
If you record them,
it wouldn't let me record
because you had to.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. I have PBS. I was like, they wanted, it was some way that I got to pay like $3.99 per episode.
Did you?
I didn't know.
Oh.
I got mad about it. It happened. The same thing happened in The Lines of Light Up, and the same thing happened with the Vietnam documentary, Ken Burns. After I watched like 7 or 8 of them, and I was just watching them on demand, I got to the 9th one. They're like, nah, from here on out, you got to pay. It's like a paywall for Comcast. I'm like, how much do I already pay?
Oh, my God.
That happened with At Home with Amy Sedaris.
I did.
I got to watch 4, and then
it was out.
I paid.
You did, but that's because it's a great show.
I paid too.
I did.
Yeah.
But the genealogy show, I saw the one with Amy Schumer.
Yeah, amazing.
It can get heavy.
It got
too.
Real heavy. Yeah, the one with Maya Rudolph was amazing. This might have been the same episode. Anyway, Jim, what's the worst? Sorry,
man. I feel like I've
taken us down a different.
No, it's all good.
I just feel like the worst is having to count sugars and carbs.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to pay attention to that.
They've done a good job. I am with you entirely as someone who has cut out sugar and booze.
Oh, don't you miss it?
Whoa.
I don't miss it.
How long? When did you cut out?
Although that's not real. I sound like a hero. I'm no hero, Jim. I'm not a hero.
Oh, we didn't say you were.
Yeah. No.
No, we no. You're not.
Yeah. I mean,
if he's not eating sugar.
Yeah. I say that, but then I say it with a handful of M&Ms. Like I'm not that good at it. Like I feel like at one point I like did a week of it where I didn't have any sugar, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm off sugar. You know, the next day I'm eating a huge Twix bar. I'm like, just one. It's not that big of a deal.
It's so hard, and they just combine Frosted Flakes and Lucky Charms into one cereal.
They really?
Yeah, and it's good. It was. I don't know now because I don't eat sugar anymore.
How long have you been off sugar?
It's been 4 days. Oh. But it's been really hard.
Zimmerman's on like year 2 of no sugar. How about that, huh?
That's impressive.
Well, and he's thin. That's a reason.
He's very thin. All right. Robin Scott, what's the worst?
The overuse of the word amazing. Everything's amazing. Oh, my God. That was amazing. You're amazing. It was amazing. I mean, from talk shows, award ceremonies, also just someone on the street. You get, oh, my God, that cabaret was amazing.
To my emails.
Yes.
You say, yes, I can come on the worst on the 24th. Amazing.
That would be amazing. And I fall into it sometimes. It's catchy.
I know.
And it's a good word because there are things that are worthy.
My problem is exclamation points. Too many exclamations. I'm exclamation pointed out. I do so many on my emails.
Because are you afraid if you just put a period at the end of something, someone will be like, oh.
I just want to show.
He's a little mad.
I just want to show full on energy for whatever I'm emailing about.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. I want to show like full exuberance.
Yeah.
There's been times where I've had 4 exclamation points and I've thought, I think that might be 1 too many and go 3.
Yeah.
2, you know, like I have no filter. This is worth a 2.
Yeah, I'll go 4. I'll go 5.
2 looks like a mistake.
Yeah. See, 2 is too little.
It is.
You got to go 5, 6.
It's 1 or 3.
Yeah you got to go big.
That is true, though. I was texting with someone today, and there were no exclamation points, and I truly thought, I was like, did I do something to make her mad? I did. I'm so
you
glad
did.
You brought this up. You know what? It was
did
amazing.
Scott, Jim Bennett.
You can put a little vocal fry to it, too. That's
there you
even
go.
Better.
Oh, yeah, save that one. That'll show up. That'll show up in here. 312-981-7200. We're getting a lot of great texts and calls. Call now. We'll take a quick break, and we'll get to them right after. Stay with us.
It's going down.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Playing the worst. Jim Bennett, Robin Scott in studio. We've got a lot of great stuff to get to tonight. Let's just start. All right, I like this one. 708 says, the worst is driving to Indianapolis with my father-in-law in the passenger seat and listening to him read every billboard out loud all the way down I-65.
That is perfect. Perfectly horrible.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
And I can visualize it. I can hear it. Don't want to miss a thing.
Mesotomia?
Mm-hmm.
Help? Do you get in a car accident? 1-800-992?
There is a hell.
Eat more There's chicken. That cow is painting it, Chick-fil-A. That's funny.
Well, going to Indiana is hell.
Well, this would be... Well, if you're already in Indiana... I like Indiana. I don't have a problem with Indiana. What's the matter?
Oh, man.
Oh, don't get started with your politics. You can give it politics. You can put politics
Sorry.
All over this.
I want to hear it. Like, can you give it a, like, hashtag?
No, I'm sure it's getting better. That's what I want to say. It gets better.
That's the hashtag. I'm sure it's getting better.
It gets better.
They're going to be fine.
I didn't realize this, Pete. You'd get this, but over the weekend, a pitcher on the Oakland Athletics threw a no-hitter. And they were. I was watching my favorite new show called The Whip Around on FS1, which is all baseball highlights. I watch it when I get home from work. And they said, the kid, the pride of Valparaiso. And I was like, it's Valparaiso. But I was like, wow, I didn't know that. And then, I asked my wife, she's from Valpo. And she's like, well, a lot of times they're not from Valpo. They go to school and like there's a college there, Valparaiso College. So it's like you might have gone to college and played on the team but didn't grow up. And I'm like, so I still have to do some research to see if Sean Manea is actually from Valpo. Really riveting stuff here, Jim. It's really
no, I believe
attention.
It. I totally believe it.
Valparaiso. Well, because the AI, that's the pronunciation for some people, is that it?
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of those in Illinois, like San Joe's.
Sure.
For sales.
Yeah, San Joe's.
No, I'm from downstate.
San Joe's. 708 says, you know what's the worst? Paying hundreds of dollars on tickets for a Vegas show for your wife and her girlfriend and yourself, only to have them pass out before the show starts.
Oh. I think the real meat of that story is that your wife has a girlfriend.
Oh, no, wait. Let me. There's an extra leg to this.
Hold okay.
On. It says they pass out 10 minutes into it because they had too much wine at dinner. So they made it to the show, but they passed out in the show.
Sometimes the passed out wife could be your best friend. Like, he's in Vegas.
Enjoy the show.
Like, drag him up to the room, and you have a weekend.
Yeah.
10 minutes into the program, though.
Yeah. That is bad.
I remember there was some, I think it was a Cirque du Soleil show where my grandma wanted, we were in Vegas and this, a couple of years back, and the same thing. Like, it was like you're at the tables, you know, at 12 noon. Drinking, I'll have a gin and tonic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you get to like 7 when you got to meet Grandma for the Cirque du Soleil show at Treasure Island, and you're 5 minutes in, and you're just like,
hi. Oh, it's so cool, yeah, it's so cool and in dark here, yeah. In here.
Yeah, so.
Sean Manea is from Valparaiso.
Oh, he is. There you go. Thank you.
Oh, that's
Nailed
a good.
Nice. Well, congratulations to him if he's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm clapping.
The worst is re-signing 708, re-signing your lease, only to find out that your building is starting a year-long, very loud plumbing project.
Ooh.
Yeah, never knowing day-to-day whether or not you'll be able to use the bathroom or shower before work.
Oh, see, to me, the noise factor is one thing, but you can't use
and it says,
commode?
Hooray for working nights and the rest of the world saying, sucks to be you.
You need more empathetic friends.
Yeah.
You didn't write that one, did you?
No, I did not. Again, 630's got a good one. The worst is when you have a long day at work and you try to get out of the parking garage and your ticket doesn't work. You ring the assistance button and no one answers to help. Just want to go home.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
That is the worst.
You're trapped.
Because you have to go find the person.
Yeah.
And then everyone's mad at you like it's your fault. Yeah, unless it is your fault.
There's a lot of rage in there.
Yeah. And you're tired.
Yeah.
You just want to scoot.
When robotics don't work for you, when a ticket doesn't work and the gate doesn't go up and you know, it's obviously... that happens with... one of the big anxieties in my life is the toll booth. Like, it's... I don't know what it is, but that's a huge anxiety. When I come up on that open tolling has been a godsend. When I go to the gate, and if I have a little iPass thing, or if I, you know, have to put a ticket in, I'm always sweating that that gate is not going to come up. And how do you, at that point, what do you do?
Well, has that happened to you?
It has, a couple
okay,
times.
Okay, so this is, some muscle memory gets
I think,
triggered.
But I think okay. That the anxiety was before it happened, meaning I always wonder what happens if you just
and what did you do?
Just you just hit
through,
the button,
yeah.
And you're like, oh, life is over.
Yeah, and people are behind you going,
yeah. Yeah, right.
I just ram through it.
That's, I was about to say, isn't that an option?
Now you can. I love it that it's open, because even if you don't have the money, you can go online and find your license and pay.
Okay.
Well, that's nice. That's nice that you do that.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah. Then I get the ticket. But I know that it's possible.
That's
responsible
nice.
Friends of mine have told me they've done that.
There you go. The worst is people who stop at the white line in the left-hand turn lane on a green light. Drives me, that's where they don't go into the center.
Oh.
It just kind of drives me crazy. I visibly lose my stuff, and I lay on the horns at time. So you just add to it.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. You can't worst with a worst.
You can't, because it's not going to make a move.
Yeah.
Noise doesn't seem to make people move.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, talk to me.
Well, I mean, you know, if you just need to go a few inches and you give, I start honking at them before it's yellow so that they know my expectations are to get to the middle. It's a sweet honk because it's a Volkswagen. Honk, honk.
Oh, it's like,
yeah.
You're not doing
you can't in a Volkswagen Rabbit. You cannot sound menacing.
You're not doing the I have completely lost all control of my mental faculties and slamming on the horn and just holding it for 20 seconds.
No, because I'm a sweet person.
Oh, that's upsetting. Yeah. That's a scary sound. Yeah,
and
it
almost always happens in the loop at rush hour, and you're like, you know, you have now gone from what you think in your head to be the hero, the person who is to the ultimate villain.
Hero to zero.
Hero
instead
to zero.
Of opposite.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's going to make the listener feel bad.
No, they know what they're up to.
All right. Do what's right.
They know what's up. Jim Bennett, Robin Scott in studio, 312-981-7200. We still got a lot to get to tonight. We're playing the worst. We're complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. Stay with us.
It's going down,
Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 at WGN. Justin Kaufman here. Robin Scott, Jim Bennett in studio tonight. There are judges for the worst. 312-981-7200. Tonight we're playing for some Lou Malnati's pizza. Mm. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is call up and or text in and complain. And you could win a pizza. I just don't know how. It's so simple.
That's as good
it's
as
like
life gets.
It is as good as life gets.
It is.
It really is. The best to play the worst.
It's the best to play the worst.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing, guys.
That was a callback.
The absolute 270 says the absolute worst is being back online dating for the first time in 4 years and getting loads of unsolicited X-rated pictures.
Oh.
They must be doing it wrong. Or I will say, as someone who's not doesn't know that world, that is a complaint I hear a lot from women. That
I know
dudes
that
are like,
world.
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Also, here.
Yeah, didn't ask for that.
Yeah, yikes.
But you don't get that until you give your phone number. So, like, I did eHarmony a few years ago. And I will say, especially middle-aged dating online, it's buck wild. It is the wild, wild west out there. But for the most part, people are pretty well behaved. But you do get
random. You obviously can separate that. But you did. I mean, did the buck wild part go? Did you actually have dates and it was still buck wild?
Yeah,
I
have a buck wild experience that I'm not going to share here. We'll wait till we go.
All right.
We take a pause.
But you could be the buck wild person.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably the person who brought Buck Wild into the relationship.
Let's get all therapy up in here.
I know.
Robin, maybe you're the Buck Wild.
Yeah.
Did I trigger it?
You could
maybe.
I don't think I welcomed the Buck Wild.
Because I'll tell you, my dog looks nice, but other dogs know he's mean. Not that you're a dog.
No.
I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm just saying, it's like, not, somehow there's signals.
There's a sense.
I'd like to go on to the next worst.
Here we go.
773 says, the worst is when your wife is pregnant and craving White Castle, so you drive 8 miles to the closest White Castle, only find out that they're closed. So you have to drive an extra 10 miles to get her a slider, only to find that she's asleep when you get home.
Well, first of all, you are a great husband.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, getting her White Castles, and they're delicious.
And to drive that far.
Yeah, I like this guy.
I do, too. And bless her heart, too. She waited up.
Yeah, she waited.
She was waiting and then just finally said, I got to catch those Z's.
Yeah.
We don't really know that. She could have just gone to bed.
I just did. I did 4 grocery stores. There was no pregnancy, no craving. But we had a recipe that I'll get in the morning because I work nights. My wife works 9 to 5. And I was like, I'll go to the store. You can... Isn't that nice?
No, it's nice. So,
were you pausing?
Yeah, you did more than you had.
I did already did enough, right?
Right, right.
And we were trying to get Old Bay seasoning. Have you ever heard of this?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah. And it's just not an easy thing to find.
Oh, it's not.
Mariano's, both Mariano's. I went to 2 Mariano's.
Oh, there's a pause again. For the listeners, he paused and also leaned back like, huh?
Okay. They both did not have it.
Were you making a fish dish?
Yeah,
is that what you were doing?
A shrimp dish.
You need a fish dish. Mm-hmm. You need an Old Bay.
Let's go to Donna. Donna, what's the worst, Donna?
Hi,
guy, I think I've got a worst, and it's when your 8-year-old little guy is a ring bearer, sitting at the main table at the wedding. The poor guy has a terrible, terrible gag reflex, and he's the one that gets a hair in his plate of food.
So he just starts getting like, ugh.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Did he throw up?
Yeah.
And everybody else watching him starts chucking and bucking.
Everybody booted. Everybody booted. Bless his heart.
Tears coming down his eyes, and he doesn't know what to do. And
From a hair. Was it his own hair?
Oh, no.
Now
wouldn't choke on your
own
hair.
It was a big old icky thing, somehow came from the kitchen.
Oh, Donna. I imagine that's on YouTube now.
Oh, you know what? They do it. Someone does have it on the phone, but he's still pretty sensitive about the whole thing.
You know what, though?
He doesn't want anyone making fun of him.
Yeah, how old is he now? Is it just recent?
It was last summer, end of last summer.
All right. When he turns 17, 18 years old, he's going to have the best story. Yep. He's going to be the charmer at the party. He's probably going to turn to comedy, a life of comedy, nail it at the open mics. Some producer's going to see him. It's going to make it into a movie. He might even make it into Jim Bennett's pilot. There's a lot going on.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible, Donna. So right now, he may not have perspective.
Right now, he's the torture victim.
But he will be better for this.
So glad he'll be that his mom called this into the radio.
And what would you call it? So there was the Red Wedding. I'm not a Game of Thrones person, but everyone was talking
Red
about
wedding,
it.
Yeah.
So what would this be? The
hair wedding.
Throat wedding.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks, Donna.
Sorry, Donna.
Right now, he's just Gagger Boy.
Is that what you call him?
I don't know
why he's knocking over
Donna
this.
Donna said, I don't.
I told his friends it was a funny name, but that was it. It's as far as I went.
I made the suggestion.
I put it on the back of his shirt, but I don't know why.
Gagger Boy.
All right. Thanks, Donna.
Donna, you make me laugh.
That was a good one.
Gagger.
Oh, I feel terrible. That's what I'm saying. He's going to heal. He'll be better for it.
Yeah. In 10 years.
He has a supportive parent.
He's got, there you go. Gagger. All right, let's see here. There's a lot of good stuff. The worst, 773 says, the worst is dreading the inevitable invasion of ants in the same places in the house every late spring.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I don't know about this. I'm not a homeowner.
Oh, I know this story. Because you'll look over and you'll see one little trail coming on a window, and then you're like, oh, no, it's an entire army coming into the house and going down like the window and down the wall and to the side and over to some secret hole where God knows what's happening. Well, and it does happen every year. It's like they know.
They know, yeah.
I heard the way you can get rid of the ant. Well, I just think that is so industrious, too, that they can organize like that and that they remember, this is the point of entry.
Ants go marching down to the
Why have they never come back before? I don't know, but we are going in to find out.
Here we go.
One at a time.
Don't you line up sugar or marshmallows or something like that back outside and they follow that?
Oh, that's so smart.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, and it's ethical because you don't want to go murder the ants.
Yeah, but then the rats.
I'm okay with it, too.
You know, then the rats find the sugar. It's just a whole thing.
Oh.
You can't do it.
That's what I thought of with the plumbing thing.
Oh,
with the plumbing in the apartments, it all stirs about.
847 says the worst is getting locked out of your hotel room in New York City on a Saturday night. I don't know why it's so specific to a Saturday night, but yeah, that's the worst.
What?
You can go down to the front desk. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I got locked. I locked myself out once. I was putting the food out in my tray out in the hallway, and I was in my undies.
Oh.
And it shut behind me. And I had to do the whole shimmy down the hall. Yeah. That was an audible. Oh, yeah.
So did you go all the way down to the front desk?
It was a hotel that had an open lobby so I could actually call, down. I was on the fourth floor.
And they recognized that psst. They're like, oh, we know what that means.
Uh-oh.
We got undies up on floor.
Oh, Gammy and her undies. I didn't want the rest of my French fries. I put them out in the hall.
630 is the worst. Getting all your items on the belt at the grocery store, and the lady in front of you pulls out a stack of coupons and her checkbook.
That's very specific.
Complete nightmare. That's what 630 says. Complete nightmare.
Complete nightmare.
Taking you back to 1986. Because
The writing of the check takes so long.
And the coupons too. Mm-hmm. I get so nervous when I put that little piece of plastic to separate my groceries from the other person, because I know it's a courtesy and you're supposed to do it, but I feel like it's rude somehow.
Like, this is where I end up.
I know. I'm like, I'll get you an apple. You know, we don't have to have such barriers.
You could put your grapes on my
side. I know. It's stressful. The whole grocery store stresses me.
Six Rio says, worse is talking to an adult who's substantially shorter than you and they refuse to look up.
Oh, now.
What's that?
Well, I think that's fair because I'm 6'3 and I have horrible posture because people don't look up and I'm forced to go
down.
That's
why you have horrible posture.
That's why I think I
you,
do.
You crane over because
I'm like I'm going to come down to your level and talk with you because you're not willing to look up to me.
Well, as a short person, I will say I'm used to looking up, and I date a fellow who's 6'4. He's built like a polar bear.
Right.
And he's pretty good, like he'll look down, but he doesn't do the whole hunch over patronizing thing. Do you feel like you have to hunch as well?
Not anymore.
Oh.
No.
Hunching days.
Since
right now when she made it sound so awful. I do. No, I go down sort of on my knees and go down to people's eye level.
You do?
Well, I care about others.
That's very...
It's
not, yeah, it's but I have horrible posture, and it's not my fault.
It's society's fault.
Yeah.
Jim Bennett, Robin Scott in studio. All right, so we will take our last break, and then we will finish up the worst. I don't think we have all of our top three. So if you want to sneak in the last 10 minutes, you got a good worst you've been sitting on, now's the time to send it in, 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text. Robin Scott, Jim Bennett, myself, Justin Kaufman. The worst, stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Robin Scott, Jim Bennett in studio. The judges tonight, great comedians, improvisers, keynote speakers, pilot writers.
Well, you know, maybe a web series, but definitely a pilot. Pilot and a web series.
A pilot and a web series. 312 says the worst is French kissing your dogs.
No.
That is not the worst.
They
that
don't know where your tongue has been. That's what they're
saying. Oh, he had to wait for it.
Okay, that's good.
That's funny.
773 says the worst is the person on the treadmill next to you at the gym answering a phone call and proceeding to have a long conversation. I thought that was against the rules.
It's not wise. The thing that gets me is the person on the treadmill next to you that's just making like wild sounds, like, oh, this is so hard, and like, making crazy workout sounds. It can sound sensual, and I don't like it.
I just try to be very quiet.
Good.
I like to study other people, so I don't want to be noticed.
Well, I had a situation the other day where the machine that I wanted to use, a guy decided that's where he was going to take his phone call. Like on the machine, like sitting at the machine, but not. And so I actually, this is how averse I did not want conflict. I probably did 4 or 5 extra machines I'd never done before, waiting for him to be done. So I'm like doing quad workouts or like going, oh, yeah, it's not good because I'm never going back to it. I'm not going to be like, oh, I've discovered. So now I just have sore calves, you know?
Oh, like, you busted out like an impromptu circuit.
Yeah. I was like, training. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just do this one. I just stretch the legs out, put them back together. Stretch the legs out, put them back together. Like, no
reason.
That's
the name of the move.
That's the name of the move.
Uh-huh.
Put them back together. It worked. Guy got off the machine. I spent an extra half hour.
Was he not just doing his call, but not even working out?
Yeah, but he was working out, but then the call would, he kept taking a call, and he put it down. And then you'd be like, okay, I'm going to go talk to him. And then he'd be like, whoo. And then you start doing it. You're like, you just waited 8 minutes in between reps. That's nuts.
I don't care for him.
But I didn't approach him. Like, I was just like, it's too much.
You went and did your leg exercises.
I did leg exercises.
Put them apart, put them back together. You should get a tape.
I should get a tape. I mean, it could be a part of your pilot, tape. Jim.
You know what? I don't want this mocked because it's, I've done a vision board. So you know it's serious.
Can you tell me one of the images that's on your vision board? Because I do believe in them. I've made many.
Well, of course, I have a picture of Ellen because she's going to be on the show. Mm-hmm. And then Rachel Maddow for the guest appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she's afraid to fly. So I've got to figure that out.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
Train.
Rick Astley had that fear, too. He talked about it tonight.
Really?
Yeah. He said that's when he realized he wanted to retire from music is that he had a fear of flying. And that was, and then he said he went through therapy and everything, and they realized it wasn't a fear of flying. It was he didn't really want to do it. What he was, like, he wasn't going to Cleveland or whatever it was. He didn't want to do it. So the fear was, that's what he was talking about.
I love that Rick Astley.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, sorry.
630. The worst is walking past the chair where Cat is sitting on the back and stopping to pet the cat, and it throws up on a plate of food that's in your hand.
Ew. A lot of that. You know what that is.
Is that from Donna as well?
Yeah, I know, right? 773 says, the worst, a Thin Mint. One Thin Mint.
Oh, a big one or a small one?
Do they come in different sizes?
I mean, you know what I saw in my mind's eye was a peppermint York patty.
Oh,
right.
Those are delicious.
Oh, those are good.
Mm-hmm. No, a Girl Scout cookie, horrible because you should get a whole line of them.
It's true. Mm-hmm. A sleeve.
Is that what they're called?
That's what I would think.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. The worst thing I deal with is when a patient is sitting in our waiting room and eating food and dropping it on the floor.
This could be my doctor about me. But it was a total accident.
What did you drop? What was it?
I had breakfast. This is just 2 days ago, so.
Well, it's a 313 number.
Well, very well could be him.
Okay.
Well, hello, Dr. Primer.
Great name.
Yeah, I was just trying to have eggs, and I wasn't supposed to eat anyway because I was having a blood test, so.
But you said, I'm going to
just know I'm sorry, and it will not happen again.
Right.
Right before the test doesn't count. It hasn't absorbed into your blood?
It didn't go well.
The worst is having to really go to the bathroom while driving, and so you stop and go in the corner of a church parking lot.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, I love that the religious upbraining. I am just a sacrilege. I need to go.
Or I feel so safe in the Lord's presence that this is where I can relieve myself. Relieve yourself in public.
Right. That's what they would say in confession. They would say,
I experienced public relief. Right.
I wouldn't do it if I was Catholic and had to confess. If I'm an Episcopalian, maybe.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Episcopalian.
708. The worst is when the bathroom attendant hands you a towel to dry your hands and you realize you don't have any money.
Oh.
I would say the worst is that bathroom attendant. It is so much pressure.
It is.
And you never know how much to give them, and it doesn't feel real.
Because they've put together all the mints, and in the women's bathroom, there's a whole setup. There's hairspray and all kinds of things that they've set up on the counter.
All that makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I take something, but just, I mean, after if I've given a nice tip.
All right. I think we got enough. What do you think, Pete? You got enough? All right. Good job, you guys. Jim Bennett, Robin Scott in studio tonight. The prizes were given away for the top three. Giving away two pizzas, right? Let's give away two Lou Malnati's pizzas. And then we're also going to give a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men, and the Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com.
It's delicious.
All right, let's go ahead and give away our prizes tonight. Third place, let's go ahead and give this. This should go to, let's do this one for 708. Let's give one of the indoor weather station. Let's give it to 708. The worst is re-signing your lease.
Oh, yeah.
Only to find out that your building is starting a year-long, very loud plumbing project.
And this way, they'll know what's going on outside.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
And they could relieve themselves publicly.
Yeah. Well, and food would be an irresponsible prize for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, they
have bathrooms.
There's no bathrooms. There's no water.
Right. Yeah, the last thing we need is to send this person off to a church.
It all ties back together.
A very good gift for them.
All right, the pizzas are going to go 708. The worst, driving to Indianapolis with my father-in-law in the passenger seat and listening to him read every billboard outlaw aloud all the way down I-65.
It should be outlawed. That's why you said that.
That's right. All right, and number one tonight, we got to give it to, what did you call her son?
Gagger boy. Come on, Donna.
Who called in. About her son, her 8-year-old son, who's got gag reflex, who threw up at the wedding at the main table. He was the ring bearer.
We've all been there.
He's a tortured soul now, but as we said, he will be one of America's greatest comedians when he gets older.
As popular as us.
Yep. Robin Scott, Jim Bennett, our guests and our judges tonight on The Worst. You guys are great. Good to see you guys.
Wonderful to see you.
Thank you.